You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
On Friday night. I know you mentioned something about this just a moment ago. We should jump right into it. The whole thing about King Soopers.
Yeah,
big deal. Their union that represents many of the employees of King Soopers says that they rejected the latest offer from the company. So as of this morning, about 5 a.m., nearly 9,000 store employees are on strike for the next 3 weeks or until there's a resolution.
About 80 King Soopers affected. Denver metro area, Boulder, Parker, Broomfield, basically all around. So if you want to get in there, you got to cross the picket lines. They say King Soopers was frantically trying to hire temporary workers to help with stocking and checking and whatnot. And, you know, we have a lot of friends over at King Soopers, so I hope they work
this out.
I get this
worked out.
But I will
say,
good
company. They do great things in the community.
So many great things, man. So, with that being said, you know Safeway today's like, come on in, come on in.
Hey, you know what I say? Still go to your if you
go
always shop
them.
If you shop at Safeway normally, fine. If you shop at King Soopers, fine. Go to King Soopers. They're
just
not closing
the stores. Show your support.
Yes.
To the people before you go in.
Exactly. I think it's kind of silly. People, I'm not going to go now. Well, come on. They'll work this out. They always
there's
do.
There's nothing on the shelves, though. You might have to.
Well, they'll be fine. I don't want to put fear into the minds of our listeners out there. I think everything's going to be fine. Just
well, it's
understand
not fear.
That
it's legit.
Dealing...
There's pictures of empty store shelves at King Soopers
well,
right now.
Well, I know,
so.
But I still don't want to
I hope they hired a bunch
situation.
Of temp workers. So. Good luck. So. Good luck, everyone.
Good luck.
Good
you
luck.
Know, you're right. We have friends with that organization, so we want to
sure
make
do,
sure
man.
that everything turns out okay. That's what right. else is trending?
Today is National Take the Stairs Day.
Good idea.
No. Moving on. This is some very important news this morning.
Well, we work on, what, the 12th floor?
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
You know, you could take the elevator to the 6th floor.
It's always touch and go with our building because we don't know what doors are locked and what are not unlocked from the stairs. So we could hike up the 12 and get to our door and be like, ding, 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 ding. And then you got to go all the way back down. So, no. Also, some very important news here this morning. The American Red Cross says the nation is facing its worst blood shortage in more than a decade, citing a drop in blood drives due to the pandemic. They say that this is a national blood crisis, threatening patient care and forcing doctors to make some really tough choices about who is able to receive blood transfusions, urging people to get out and donate. The Red Cross provides some 40% of the nation's blood, and right now they say they have less than a one-day supply of critical blood types. So if you can, get out and donate. My wife, man, she's a big-time donator. Gallons of that stuff. She just did it about a week ago.
I want to thank you for the reminder. I need to get that in my calendar and go do that in the next week or two.
Doing that.
So
I need to start doing that. She bugs me all the time. Rumor mills are swarming over Bob's.
You get a cookie, man.
Wait, what?
Don't they give you a cookie?
I got to go. rumor mills are swirling now over Bob Saget's death. Right now, it does sound like he died of a heart attack or a stroke. Law enforcement people told TMZ that Bob was found lying face up in his bed, left arm across his chest, right arm laying beside him. The hand on the chest could indicate a heart attack, so maybe he was laying there and kind of grabbed his chest, and boom, it was over. Mm-hmm. So that's going on. And then Betty White now causing
death.
Wait
a minute, go back a second.
What's that?
Is anybody else bothered that the law enforcement folks are divulging all this to TMZ?
Yeah, they got an inside guy, I'm sure.
TMZ's
got
it,
people embedded everywhere.
I know.
Everywhere.
I know. I get it. I'm not. You know, I don't want to be naive that, you know, these things will never get out, but it's just kind of depressing to me that with Bob Saget's family and friends and stuff,
I guess,
you got people rolling over to TMZ to give them every detail of the poor man's death. You know, when it comes out, it'll come out.
Well, it says law enforcement sources. I think this was just general information that did come out from law enforcement about how they found him.
Well, then it would have been to the Associated Press. It would have been everywhere. It wouldn't be TMZ.
I don't know. TMZ
it smacks of being smarmy
to me.
On
this stuff. Well, of course. TMZ is extremely smart. The other celebrity death, Betty White. Now the death certificate has been obtained by E! News. instead of TMZ. And they say that she actually did pass away of a stroke. She suffered the stroke 6 days before she passed away and then died peacefully in her sleep at her home. So there's your update on that, which is very sad and depressing. I'm sorry, but this is what's trending. The Oscars will now have a host this year. It'll be the first time since 2018. And the rumor mill here, Tom Holland recently expressed his interest in hosting the big show in a recent interview, a.k.a. Spider-Man. If you guys don't know who Tom Holland is, so we might have a host this year.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't really know who that is.
Google him so you know. He's Spider-Man.
Yeah, I don't.
You need to be in the know when we talk about Tom Holland.
I don't need to be in the know about superhero movies.
Biggest movie of.
I understand. I can talk about it all day long without being all dreamboaty over to Tom Holland.
You know who Maya Angelou is?
Yes.
I believe you said she was still alive a couple weeks ago.
I thought she was still alive.
The late Maya Angelou became the first black woman to appear on U.S. currency this week.
Now, this is cool, though.
Government just minted a new quarter with George Washington on the front and Maya on the back. They went into circulation on Monday, and I would imagine these first rounds of circulation are going to be huge collector's items, so I'm excited to scoop some of those
up.
Can
I tell you something funny about the quarter thing?
Yeah.
Many years ago, Gretchen bought one of those board things where you get the state quarters and you put them in the little circles or whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
I've got one of those.
And the girls were never into it at all. So just about 3 or 4 months ago, Gretchen broke that thing out, started fresh. She has been collecting the silly state quarters.
Good. That's
fun. And she will walk in every once in a while and she'll throw like 10 or 12 quarters on the table. She goes, help me find West Virginia.
That's fun, though. That's cool.
It is. I have to admit, it's kind of fun. I think she's got about 2/3 of them so far.
That's cool. It gives you something to do. It gives you a chance to go through all that loose change.
Do you remember me? I think we might have talked about this on the show. I gave her so much crap when she first bought that thing years ago when her daughters were still like, I don't know, 13, 14 years old. And she bought them. You could buy all of the state quarters like in a package.
Yeah, it came with it or whatever. And you just
yeah, and
in.
I was like, what is that?
That ruins the scavenger hunt.
Yeah, I mean, the fun of this is taking time to find all of them. Not here's all the quarters. Just put them in the little spot.
Yeah, you got to find them, nerds.
So, yeah, she's doing the scavenger hunt now.
That's
it's kind of funny.
That's good. And how about this? It's about time. Snoop Dogg is coming out with his own brand of hot dogs and sausages called Snoop Dogs. With two
yeah,
G's.
I like it.
And real quick, since we teased this, the TSA just released their annual list of the top 10 catches from the past year. I'll give you a couple of them. Someone tried to fly out of an airport in Texas with a meth burrito, crystal meth stuffed inside a breakfast burrito. That'll get you going in the morning. They said they found bullets inside deodorant. Someone was trying to fly with a meat cleaver, a chainsaw, and a firearm belt buckle. And a wine holder shaped like a gun. They also confiscated 5,700 firearms at checkpoints in 2021. So, hey, they're doing their job. Thank you, TSA. Thank you for finding the meat cleavers and guns. Much appreciated. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I apologize for the ill-timed clickbait because we did just talk about Bob Saget. But this video is going around. It's viral. It's this dude who's creating something called the Heart Attack Burger. Waffle House cook. It's a Waffle House cook. He shared a clip of himself making this. Listen to this, Dom. It's a patty melt burger with bacon, hash browns, cheese, a fried egg, and chili, topped with chili. And he is saying that this is an absolutely phenomenal burger, and I want to eat this now.
I would definitely try that.
Oh, my God, it sounds so
good. I like
good.
The idea of hash browns on a burger.
Oh, yes, man.
That's a great idea.
Check out the video. Check out the burger, man. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.